Hello, thank you for calling customer support. This is Shantae. Now, please have your zip code.
It's 27560.
27560, thank you. May I have your name, please?
It's Tracy. Toth, T-O-T-H.
Tracy Tate?
T-O-T-H.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Top. Okay, go ahead and verify your address for me, please.
I'm just calling to see why y'all are charging my credit card.
Yes, ma'am.
I have two charges from you guys, and my bank is ready to dispute it.
Okay, very
but
good.
I did not sign up for anything at all.
Okay, so I need you to go ahead and verify your address for me, please, for security purposes.
1117 Summit West Drive, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Thank you so very much. I do see here that you have the Keto Ascend and a Keto Cleanse, which are two good products. The Keto Cleanse detoxify the body, the toxins in the body, and the keto helps suppress your appetite. Okay, and you said you had two charges on here?
Of almost $100.
Okay, let me take a look at that, okay?
I didn't sign up for anything.
Okay. So I see on February the 24th that you paid $7.49 for the cleanse and $6.70 for the keto. It looks like you signed up for a 14-day trial period that starts from the date of the order. When the trial expires, you would then pay for the products that you have been sent and enrolled into an auto ship program to receive these monthly at retail price. And the retail price for those two items is $92.90 and $91.89. That's what it looks like happened.
Well, you need to go ahead and cancel that for me, please.
Okay, sure. We'll go ahead and start the process.
Like I said, my bank will be disputing those two charges.
Okay. Well, let me just explain to you how the dispute works. Your bank is going to contact us and get all the information and documents from us from that website. They're going to give you a temporary refund. And once they give you that temporary refund, they're going to make a mock account. And then they're going to read those terms and conditions, and they're going to see that those terms and conditions are valid, and they can't go against those terms and conditions. So then they're going to take that refund back from you, and then you, because the charges are valid. So what I can do for you to keep you from losing all of your money is offer you a 35% refund on that.
I'd rather have a 40% refund on that.
How about I give you a 50% refund on that?
That works perfect.
Very good. Just give me 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm still processing. Just give me one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just one more moment. Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a cancellation number because I canceled the account out to you. Okay. Okay. Let me know when you're ready for that.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
8-3-3-4-4. B as in Bravo. F as in Frank. 3. C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
0.
Okay.
Okay. 92. Now I'm going to go ahead and refund that 50%. Give you a 50% refund off of both those charges. Okay.
Okay.
So for the $92.90, you're going to get $46.45 refunded back to your account.
Okay.
Okay. And for $91.89, let's see what that's going to be, $45.95. Okay. And so if you have the type of account set up where you get messages on your cell phone right away, you'll see the refund right away. It says transaction successfully refunded. If not, you have to wait 3 to 5 business days. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you're all set. I thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.